Bhagavad Lila, 11th Canto, Chapter 10, and the Uddhava Gita. This chapter is entitled The Nature of Fruitive Activity, wherein Bhagavan Sri Krishna refutes the philosophy of Jaimini Rishi, describes how the soul can develop pure transcendental knowledge. A Vaishnava, surrendered to God, should follow the rules of Pancharatra and other scriptures, should work according to Varnashram Dharma, free from motivation. Material knowledge collected through the senses is useless, is as useless as dreams. One should give up work for sense grad and work as duty. When one has come to understand something of the truth of the Atma, he should stop material work and simply engage himself in the service of the bona fide guru who represents God. The servant of the spiritual master should have very firm affection for his guru and should be anxious to receive teachings and knowledge from the guru about God. And such a disciple should avoid envy and talking nonsense. The soul who has a body must accept reactions of his own past activities. Followers of Jaimini, who is an atheist philosopher, they say that material work is the purpose of life. But Krishna defeats this by saying that the embodied soul contacts time and he takes a perpetual chain of births to suffer happiness and stress. One attached to material life can never attain any substantial goal. Even if he attains heaven, it doesn't last long. He must return to the mortal sphere, the material world of lamentations, suffering. There is no real happiness or natural happiness in the path of material enjoyment.